The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This review is titled, You Won't Be Sorry, by a New Yorker here. This podcast is a must listen. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. The content is so valuable, relevant, and I can't believe it's free of charge. Shalene and Brock are super smart and generous with their knowledge. Many, many thanks. I love this podcast.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out. All right, Brock, take it away.
Hey, what's up? Brock Johnson here, coming to you with another episode of the Build Your Tribe podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you 10 quick tips that every business owner, every entrepreneur, everyone on social media needs to hear. Some of these are cliche, but you know, cliches are cliche for a reason, usually because they're very true and they hold true, and people say them so often because they're so true that they become cliche. So you know what? I'm going to say them anyways. What the hey, it's a cliche, and we're going to roll with it, and you're going to hear it today. My top 10 things that every business owner needs to hear very quickly. Number one, it's never too late to start or change. It doesn't matter if you've been in the same business for 40 years. It doesn't matter if you think that everyone else in your business is already so far ahead of you and you'll never catch up. The best thing you can do is to just start. Start sloppy, start messy, because he who starts messy is way ahead of he who didn't start at all. So please just start. And if you're contemplating a major change and you just, I don't know if it's the right time, it's never going to be the right time. It's never too late to start or change. Number two, you're not always going to feel motivated, and that's okay. You're not always going to feel creative, and that's okay. Nobody is motivated and creative all the time. I don't care how many Gary Vee videos you watch. I guarantee you, that guy's got to sleep at some point. Everyone loses motivation sometimes. Some people aren't that motivated at all. Some people are super motivated all the time. Most of us fall somewhere in between, which means we're not always going to be motivated. Our creative juices aren't always going to be flowing, and that's okay. If we get frustrated and anxious and annoyed because we're not motivated and we're not creative, that's not going to help us feel more motivated or more creative. That's just going to make us feel more anxious or more frustrated or more annoyed. To use a quote from one of my favorite books, getting annoyed or frustrated or anxious about not being motivated and not being creative is the feedback loop from hell, because then we're going to get more annoyed and frustrated about getting annoyed and frustrated, and then we're going to be in this downward spiral. So take a deep breath. Even if you're listening to this right now and you're like, oh God, this kid's talking again. I'm not motivated. I'm not creative right now. I'm annoyed. Take a deep breath, because pretty soon this episode will be over. And if you're not motivated by the end of it, that's okay. And if you are motivated, awesome. Take advantage of it. But either way, it's all right. You're not going to feel motivated and creative all the time. Tip number three, comparison is the thief of joy. This one is huge, and I love saying it because it's so true. Comparing yourself to others, whether it's on social media, on business, no matter what it is, comparison is the thief of joy. It doesn't matter if you're Drake or if you're experiencing homelessness right now. If you are comparing your circumstances to other people's circumstances, you will lose the comparison game. We always do. It's human nature. We're not going to see everyone else's imperfections. We're going to see way more of our own, so we can't compare ourselves. And oftentimes in business and in social media, we're comparing our beginning to someone else's middle. We don't know what chapter of the book they're on, and usually we don't know what chapter of our own book we are on. So please stop comparing yourself to others. Tip number four, if you want to double your success rate, first, you have to triple your failure rate. This is from a book that I actually read for college. Yeah, not only did I actually read a book for college, I got something out of it. Crazy, right? In order to double your success rate, you have to triple your failure rate. That means you have to be willing to take chances, go out on a limb, because that's where the fruit is. Without failure, we'll never learn and we'll never be able to have more success in the future. Tip number 5 is that someone else's best practices may not be the best practices for you. That's right, me, someone who shares best practices. Some of the things I share may not be what's best for you. It might work for me, it might work for 99.9% of the population. But if it doesn't work for you, that's okay. We can't try and put square pegs into round holes. The best practices for you are unique to you. Some expert sharing best practices, it might work, it might benefit you, and maybe it is the best practice for you. But we should not just blindly follow experts sharing best practices. We should do audience research. We should do split testing. We should know our own analytics on our own business, our own social media, to know what's truly best for us. Tip number 6, honor your priorities, not your ego. Know your priorities. Know what you value, what matters most to you. Maybe it's making $1 million. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's growing your social media following. Maybe you want to change the world or save our earth or help the oceans. I don't know what your why is. I don't know what your priorities are, but they need to be honored. I know that. I know that if you want to find joy in whatever it is you're doing, you need to honor your priorities, not your ego. Not trying to make yourself look good, not trying to, you know, be good in other people's eyes through the comparison game that we talked about earlier. You need to honor your priorities and not stroke your own ego. Tip number 7, not everyone's going to like you. In fact, most people probably aren't going to like you, and that's perfectly okay. You're not for everyone. Nobody is for everyone. I love Justin Bieber. I used to really not like Justin Bieber. Now I love Justin Bieber. A lot of people really don't like Justin Bieber. Some people used to love him, now they hate him. I used to really not like him, and now I really like him. If you're the president of the United States, you're guaranteed that about 50% of the United States doesn't like you. Not everyone is going to like you, and that's okay. On social media and in business, you only need 1,000 true fans. There have been lots of articles written about this, and I've talked about this a few times here on Build Your Tribe, but you only need 1,000 true fans to make a 7-figure income. 1,000. So we see all these social media influencers, you know, with hundreds of thousands, millions of followers. You only need 1,000 true fans. Not everyone is going to like you, and that's okay. Tip number 8, you have access to more computing power in your smartphone than it took to put man on the moon. Let's think about that. The phone that you're holding right now, or maybe it's sitting in your cup holder in your pocket as you're listening to this podcast, there's more computational power in that little rectangle than it took to put a human being on the moon. That's insane. That's insane. And that's awesome for us because we live at a time where it's never been more socially acceptable to be an entrepreneur. It's never been more socially acceptable to build a brand around yourself online. And it's never been easier. It's never been easier than it is right now. And you have the access at the tip of your fingers, just a few taps away. That's amazing. You should be fired up about that. I know I am. Cliche number 9. You can't be everywhere at once. And if you try to show up everywhere, you will show up nowhere successfully. I'll say that again. If you try to be everywhere at once, you will successfully show up nowhere. I'm not recommending putting all of our eggs in one basket, but we can't put one egg in each basket and think that that's enough. We need to determine where we can successfully be. If we're talking about social media, I know for me, I can successfully be on 2, maybe 3 different social media platforms. Any more than that, and I start losing the quality of my posts. I can't engage as regularly, I lose focus, and I just can't keep it going. Of course, if you have a team, if you have people helping you, you can do more and appear in more places. But in terms of your own time, energy, and focus, it's limited. So we can't try to be everywhere at once. Instead, we should try to purposefully and intentionally be in a few places. My final cliche, and this is probably the biggest cliche of them all, is that teamwork makes the dream work. Teamwork makes the dream work. Man, it is so true. teamwork makes the dream work. The best thing I ever did for my business was hiring a virtual assistant, hiring virtual teammates, an editor, a podcast editor, a script reviewer, someone to tweak my posts for me or to edit my videos and upload them to YouTube, a manager, someone who can manage my schedule, and a virtual assistant. The best thing I've ever done in my business, in my few years of running it, the smartest decision I've ever made, probably in my 22 years of life, is hiring a virtual assistant, asking for help, putting my ego aside, realizing that I can't do it all myself. And if I really want to help as many people as I want to help, if I really want to achieve everything I want to achieve and make the world a better place, I can't do it alone. And it's unrealistic and unreasonable for me to think that I can. Teamwork makes the dream work. The more we can outsource, the more we can ask for help and rely on experts, people who have been there, done that, the better. I hope you enjoyed these cliches. And until next time, happy networking and keep storytelling.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day. This is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.